Well, hi there. I've just got home. It's the very tail end of probably one of the roughest months I've experienced in a while. And for those of you who have also experienced a rough month, I want you guys to just, relax with me for a bit. As I, just talk and say stuff and whatever. I've never done this before, so if this is something you like, please let me know. If not, let me know. Cool. So after a long month like this, normally I'd want to break out a glass of wine and just lay on my back and just tease myself through my clothes and just rub a little bit up and down my body, over my chest and over my stomach and around my hips. And I'd like to imagine that you're there doing all of this, and you being the handsy type, I'd hope. I'm not wearing those clothes for long, so you start helping me out of my sweater. Today was particularly cold. So you help me out of my sweater, and you start kissing me very passionately. Hell, you feel me up and down around my torso, and particularly letting your hands linger on my tits. I noticed what you were doing, and starting to unfasten my bra from the back, just so you could get more access to me, more access to my tits, more access in general. So you're feeling them, you're starting to squeeze them and pinch the nipples, and I like it a little rough, so pinching them would be perfect. And the way that I gasp when you do them, you know you're doing it just right. And you're still kissing me, letting your lips travel from my lips to my cheeks to my neck around my collarbone, just letting me drink in all of those feelings and all of that pleasure. Slowly letting yourself get lower and lower as you let your whole body gradually slide down, and you start working on the top buttons to my pants, and slowly letting those come off, pulling them all the way down my legs and off each foot. And I can see in your eyes that you really, really want to take off my panties, but there's something holding you back, restraining you. Maybe you want to let the moment last. And I don't blame you. This was just what we needed, wasn't it? So you're at my panties, and you start touching everywhere but the one place I need you to touch. You are letting your fingers and your fingertips graze around my legs and letting them travel up to my thighs and grazing right behind my knees. And then you are slowly coming up and you're letting them come around to the sides of my thighs, playing with the waistband of my panties, letting them snap back over and over. I start getting impatient and I start groaning and wanting you to just get it over with. And I love how patient you are. Not in the moment though, but but yeah, so finally, after doing all of that, you start sliding my panties down, not all the way, just maybe down to my ankles. And what you don't want me to take them off. And I follow orders. I'm not gonna take them off. And It's finally exposed for you to see. No panties, no pants, nothing in the way, nothing in the way in the bedroom or outside of it. No obligations or anything, just us. And I am dripping. I've been so stressed out. Good God, I really needed your touch these past 4 weeks. But thank God, February is so short, right? So I'm dripping and just needing you. And while you're rubbing, you're starting to also kiss up my thighs, starting from my knees. And I can just feel how much you want to just take me. And I love the fact that you're not just yet. Not yet. And then you are just coming up my thighs. And I can feel your breath starting to engulf my pussy. And it feels so good. And and I want you to take it. And you're slowly breathing and letting me just get more and more impatient and more yearning for you. And finally you take me, you put me out of my misery, and I feel your tongue, your nice, warm, wet tongue start licking around the outer lips of my pussy, and I can't take it anymore. I start bucking, and I start moving my hips and that, because I really need you to do this. And a simple firm hand pushing my thigh open on one side tells me, okay, I'll chill out, I'll relax while you do what you want to do, because you're in charge. So you start slowly licking around the outer lips, and you're slowly working your way in to the inner lips of my pussy, and I need it so bad, and I start moaning loud because I need you to know I want you so bad. And finally you slide it right between my inner lips. You start going up and down and up, and then it finally I have it. Finally you lick my clit, and I inhale so sharply and just let my back arch. I needed this. Thank you so much. And once you start licking it, you don't stop. You start slow. You know I'm sensitive. I'm always sensitive for you. And you start licking the clit, and you start, you know, using slow licks and letting it twirl around in like O motions and circle patterns. And I can't help but let my hips just try to rock into your mouth, because I really wanted to feel you all month. And you are starting to let your hands go into my needy little slit and let my pussy finally be explored by your touch. And I start saying, please, oh please, finger me, please, 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 I need this so much, please, please do it, please, please. And then finally you finally give in, and you stop holding back. You start slowly pushing in your middle finger, and I feel it. Oh God, I'm always just a little tight, but it's been a rough month. So You are fingering me a little rougher than I'd like, and normally, and this time it's tight, and it's just so rough, and I just can't hold back anymore. I'm starting to really just grind into you with everything I've got as you've started to pick up the pace and licking my clit, going faster and faster in those circles, using tighter and tighter circles now too, so I just keep feeling you over and over, faster and faster, and your finger starts curling up deeper, touching my G-spot over and over and over, and fuck. I'm sorry. But yeah, you are, fingering me faster and faster and faster, and I can't help it. I'm starting to grip the bed, grip the sheets, throw my head back. I have lost all sense of decency at this point, which is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? And, I'm starting to ask you if I can come, because I'm so freaking close, and you don't let me do it just yet. You tend to make me beg for it, and I love and hate that about you. So I'm starting to grind into it, and I'm asking, and then you start to put in a second finger. Oh, and that was just what I needed. Over and over and over and fuck over again. Please let me come. Please, I've been so good all month. Nothing would make me feel better than that. Please, please let me come. Please let me come on your fingers. And you still just assault my clit over and over and over, letting me scream and squeal and moan all over. And finally, you relent. You think I've earned it. You finally let me earn the right to come. And baby, I do. And I can't hold back anymore. And finally, you let me come, and I do. And it's loud. And I start shaking and quivering and letting my pussy just tighten up around your fingers over and over again, letting me fuck on them and letting me fuck them as you do not take your face away from my pussy, letting yourself just suck on my clit as I ride those waves out over and over. At least I think that would be a great way to end this horrific month.